This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got to do a little work when it comes to the rejoins with you.
Uh-oh.
You have told me multiple times, love Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Hit your demographic.
This is not an easy listening station. This is not Magic 106.7. They have bangers. People want to bang it in the morning, guy.
People are trying right to, off the rip. You want to bang it at 6:45
yeah,
in the morning?
Yeah, bang it right off the rip.
All right, you want to bang? I'll set you up with bangers, baby.
I mean, you got My Old School. Reeling in the Years. You got countless options when it comes to banging it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to repeat tunes that we've played before. That's all.
You're trying not to put everybody back to sleep, and I'm a low energy guy. I need to get the high energy out of the music on this program.
All right, you want to bang? We'll bang.
Can we do a reset? Can we come back again from break?
Yes, we could. Wait, we have to play more commercials though. That's the only problem.
Oh no, we'll act like we're just coming out right now with a banger.
What a new rejoin.
Give us a banger. Give us Reeling in the Years, and we'll come back like that's a banger. All right, Sean. Right? There we go.
Now we're cooking.
Right?
6:50, 10 minutes before 7 on a 2 for Tuesday.
Fresh is up.
All right. 37 degrees right now in beautiful, safe Boston, Massachusetts.
Make sure to bring your umbrella.
Coming up on... Don't forget to bring your galoshes. Don't forget to bring your rubbers.
what? Coming up on the show this morning, we will hammer the chime for game 2 tonight. That'll happen at 7:20. So if you have a little money to wager, then you can follow Chime's lead at 7:20 when it comes to hammering the chime. 8:20 this morning, Paul Pierce is on the show, and we'll talk about the Celtics and the Heat with Paul Pierce. And then at 9, Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy joining us after the Red Sox sweep, correct?
No, two out of three.
Oh, only two out of three.
They got their pants kicked in.
This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up? How are we doing today?
What's going on?
I don't even want to get into it with Shime's, like, musical stuff. Like, it's either a song that he's trying really hard to impress Greg or it's something to, like, make Courtney happy, and Courtney's not here today. She's going full bachelorette. But the other question I have about Shime, I don't know if Shime, are you riding into work like with Wiggy with the windows up lately or something? I mean, your take on Mac Jones. I know you hate Mac Jones, you know, because he's a very pedestrian quarterback, and coming from somebody that chooses pedestrian music to put in as rejoins, I would think that you wouldn't have a problem with that. But you do realize that all the things that Cowherd was saying about Mac Jones, they said the same things, and I don't want to compare him to Tom Brady, but they said the same stuff about Tom Brady after his first season.
So can I ask you a question then?
A little bit of a chance.
After Tom Brady's first season, did he lose his offensive coordinator?
No, he didn't, and that's a valid point.
Did he have a legitimate number one receiver?
No, not really.
He didn't have Troy Brown in 2002?
He had Troy Brown, but at that same time, they looked at Troy Brown and David Patton like there was some kind of like a defect on the offense because they were smaller guys. Granted, they proved themselves to be Patriots. What we came to realize as the Patriot way, which was because of guys like, God rest his soul, David Patton and Troy Brown overachieving from what everyone expected them to be, which is exactly what Mac Jones has the opportunity to do if people like you don't stop like crapping all over the dude.
One last question for you.
It's the popular, listen.
You right, great.
Mike, it's the popular thing to say.
Just have one last question.
It's the pessimist.
Did Mac Jones win a Super Bowl his first year? Oh, okay. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Defense. How about that defense? Willie McGinnis Ty Law. Come on.
Then Belichick hasn't done a good enough job putting talent around Mac Jones. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's 100% right.
Exactly, which is why I said to temper your expectations. I didn't say he's going to suck this year. I just said, don't expect this massive leap forward. Like, that's all I'm saying.
No, Shime, come on. We know you infuriated a lot of people with that lead this morning because it's his – we have one – season on record. That's it.
Yes, and then you have gone and taken everything away from him. He doesn't have a legitimate number one receiver.
You're declaring,
he doesn't have an offensive coordinator.
You and your ilk are declaring him dead on arrival after one season.
No, I said was temper expectations. I did not declare him dead. All I'm saying is Joe Judge is your offensive coordinator.
So you're telling me, I just want to be clear when you say temper your expectations.
Yes.
You're telling me a guy like Mac Jones is not going to get any better?
No, you are going to see almost an identical season to last year.
I love how people, they say, well, what about Brady in his first year? And people forget the glaring difference between Tom Brady and Mac Jones in the beginning of their career. And they're like, well, Mac's pedestrian. And
what's the glaring difference?
Brady didn't play his first year.
Well, no, not even that, Curtis. One was the 15th overall pick, and the other one was a 6th-round draft pick. So the expectations for the 15th overall pick is not to be pedestrian and go, maybe his ceiling isn't quite as high as the rest of the guys in the league that are very similar to him, the Justin Herberts, the Joe Burrows, some of those other quarterbacks. And I think that is what Shime is trying to say. That is what I've been trying to say for a long time, is that pump the brakes. You have right now a rookie quarterback who did a decent job his first year, but
with virtually no legit weapon to throw the ball to.
And I think
Now it's about the weapons. And I hate to go back to this because people get all riled up.
Back to gun control.
No. Why wasn't it about the weapons when Cam was the quarterback? That's all I'm asking.
Because the receiver that he had was standing wide open in the end zone 15 yards away, and he couldn't throw the ball to him.
We're not asking.
That's why.
No. Why was it never about the weapons?
His weapon, he had a blow dart. He had a blow dart sitting in the end zone.
But we're just talking
wide
about
open,
the weapons.
Waving his arms up, going, hey, Cam, I'm wide open in the end zone. Could you possibly throw the ball to me?
Okay, so what weapons does Mac Jones now have this year that he didn't have last year?
I think Bill has yet to add what I would love to
see
him.
So how
add,
do you expect him to get better?
I think everybody's right, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue this year is that because of the offseason the Patriots have had, it is likely not even going to be the fault of Mac Jones that he doesn't take a big step forward in the event that he does not.
But it is
a great season in terms of, as a Patriots fan, you should love when Shime says this stuff. Because what drove the early dynastic teams of the Patriots? Disrespect. Rodney Harrison, mm-hmm. Tom Brady, Troy Brown, Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, all these misfits elsewhere coalesced here to win a title. So don't get angry at people like Howard and Sean. You should love it because hopefully Mac can take it and use it to fuel his offseason.
Well, we'll find out whether Chad is angry. Chad would like to address your lead coming up in just a little bit. And still to come this morning at 7:30, the news with Curtis, because Courtney is on day one of her bachelorette party on Nantucket. If you'd like to know what's going on, maybe you'll be able to see something on Instagram. What's the over-under? When we hammer the Shime, can we do the over-under on Instagram stories?
Ooh, I'd love to. Yeah, I'll set a
weekend?
Line.
Okay, all right, set the line on that. So 7:30 news with Curtis. Oh, by the way, because of game 2 tonight and because I will argue that nobody around here knows better basketball than she does, Mego is going to come on at 8 this morning and talk game 2 tonight with us.
Yes.
So Mego coming up at 8 on today's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.